Daf is Daf Mem Aleph. This is the last Daf of my volume, at least. I need to go to the next Chelek. So Mem Amud Beis, the Bam Mem Amud Beis, the Mishnah, I thought was a good starting point. So the Mishnah says, Hamafkid Chavis Etel Chavero, person who gives a jug of some sort to a friend to watch over, and the owner doesn't specify where to place the Chavis down, the Tiltlov, so the Shomer moves it, the Nishbar, and it breaks. If when it was in his hand still and it broke when he was using it for his own benefit of some sort, so then the shomer's chayiv. He had no right to be using it. So then he's chayiv if it breaks. If it's for the benefit of the chavis to protect it, so then pater, he's pater. He was doing it for the benefit of the chavis. Something crazy happened, so he's pater in that case. If, let's say, only after he placed it down, and then after something happened, an earthquake came, it shook and it broke. Regardless of why he moved it, whether it's for his own benefit or for the benefit of the protection of the chavis, then he's pater since it was placed, and afterwards it's no longer in his hand. But let's say the Mishnah explains Yachtav Labailim. Let's say the Baal, the owner, when he places it and brings it to the Shomer's house, the Mafkid says, I want you to place it in this corner, in this closet. So then, Tiltal, and then the Shomer moves it, the Nishbrenner breaks, whether it broke while it was in his hand, or it broke while after it was placed, if it was moved for his own purpose, for the benefit of the Shomer, then he's chayiv, even after it's placed down, and it breaks, he's chayiv in that case, because he had no right to move it out of that makom, but if it was moved to benefit the chavis, to protect the chavis, then whether he's holding it, or whether it's placed down, he's pater. Okay, so various different factors you have to take into account in this Mishnah. Again, whether or not there was a makom yachtavlo, whether it's letzarcho, and whether mishenicho or mitoch yada. So the Gemara explains, Hamani, who authored this Mishnah, must have been Rabbi Yishmael, he the Amar, we saw this earlier in the Masechta, lo ba'inan das ba'ilam. When you return an object, you don't have to let the Baal know that you're returning it. So what does this mean? Desani, the Braisa tells us, again, we saw this earlier in Daf, I thought we saw this earlier in the Masechta. It says in Baba Kama. I thought we saw it here as well. But the Braisa says, Hagoniv tleb min ha'eder, if a person steals a tleb from the flock, v'selam min ha'kisar, you steal some money out of the guy's pocket, l'mokum shaganav yachzir divir Rabbi Yishmael, you have to return it to where you found it, even though the Baal may not know about it, as long as it is in the mokum. So you put it back into the pen, or you put the money back into the pocket, you're yote, even though there is no das bailam. So he authored our Mishnah. And Rabbi Kiva says, no, tsarich das Balam, you have to let him know. So says Rashi in the top of Mem Aleph, Tzarech das Balam v'im lo hodiyam. If you don't know the owner that you return the money or the sheep, chayiv b'achriusam, you're chayiv, anything that happens, even though it's in the rishus of the Baal, if he doesn't know about it, you're chayiv imeis o nignav d'shakla, when you take it, when you steal it, kamei b'shusay, it's now yours. The hashava below yadiv, returning it without the awareness of the Baal, laf hashava, it's not considered shava, and you are fully responsible. So how do you connect this back to our Mishnah? So to look at Rashi in the bottom of Mem Amud Beis, Rashi explains. Rashi says, Mani, who authored our Mishnah? Hata katani reisha, the reisha of the Mishnah said, idim mishinichav nishbra. If you place it down and then you walk away and it breaks, your pater, af al pisha letzorcho, nala mitchila pater. Even though you took it for yourself, you stole it. You had no right to use it. You took it for your own use. You stole it, but as long as you placed it back down, your pater, even though you never told the owner that you took it and returned it. This is Shitas Rabbi Yishmael. So now the Gemara says in the top, back in Mem Aleph Amin Aleph, so the Gemara says the top line, E Rabbi Yishmael, if Rabbi Yishmael really authored a Mishnah, my ear yalo yachtav. Why does it speak about a case where he did not, where the owner didn't specify where to place it? Afilu yachtav nami, even if he said place it in that corner and you moved it, as long as you place it back in the corner, you'd be pater from the Ashava. Who cares about where? There's no difference about makom yachtav or lav. Makom yachtav. The Gemara says, lo mi bai kamar. It's a needless to say type of statement, meaning what? Lo mi bai yachtav dimakomu. Needless to say, if he specified a makom, so certainly in that case, if he puts it back in the place after he stole it, he's certainly pater. El afilu lo yachtav, dilamakomahu lo bain and dais bailam. Even though there's no set place, so when he returned it back, he didn't return it back to the right makom, because there really is no makom to speak of. So maybe that, even in that case, even if there's no dais bailam, you're still going to be yotze. You're still be pater with the hashava. So then the Gemara says, wait a second. Eima seifa, but look at the seifa of this Mishnah. Yachtav lo habayil makom. Let's say the Baal says, I want you to leave it in this corner. The total of a nishbara, you move it, and it breaks, bein mitoch yado bein mishenichel etzorcho chayiv letzorcho pater. We don't care whether you're holding it or it's placed down. In this case, if there's a set makom, if you took it letzorcho, you're always chayiv. If you took it letzorcha, you're always pater. So who's like that? Meaning asan Rabbi Kiva damar bein das bailam. Once you take a letzorcho, which means you violated gezela, so you're always chayiv, even if you place it back in the makom, even though you returned it back. So why are you pater? You put it back in the place. Must be like Rabbi Akiva that requires das bailam. You need to let the shomer know, rather the mafki know, that you stole it and you returned it. So the reisha sounds like Rabbi Yishmael, like as long as you return it back to the place, you're always pater. You don't need das bailam. And the sefer says, even if you do return it back to the makom, you're chayiv because you do need das bailam. It's a steer who wrote the Mishnah. So the answer to the Gemara, e Rabbi Akiva. So if Rabbi Kiva really authored the Mishnah, so my yirya yachtav, why does it say a case where you specify the makom? Afilo yachtav nami, even if you didn't specify the makom, once you steal it, you're chayiv until you tell the shomer. The Gemara says, no, in the world of Rabbi Kiva, the Seifa, it's also a lomibai kamar. Lomibai, needless to say, lo yachtav de la makomahu, needless to say, if there's no makom, so when you return it, there's no makom you're returning it to. There's no set makom. So certainly in that case, you're chayiv because you didn't return it back to any place. Elafil yachtav nami timakomahu, even if he did specify a place, and you pick it up for yourself, and you return it back to that place, so it's a shava, you would think, it's still not good because ba'ina das bailam. According to Rabbi Kiva, returning back to the makom isn't sufficient, you need das bailam. So what happens is, so Reisha Rabbi Yishmael v'seifa Rabbi Kiva, are you going to say that there are two different authors? The beginning is Rabbi Yishmael, who doesn't need das bailam, and the seifa turned out to be Rabbi Kiva, who requires das bailam. Mar says, in, yes. Damar Rabbi Yochanan, man, the mitargim li chavis, aliba de chadtana, if there's someone who comes along and explains to me this mission about chavis, that one person authored it, then movlina mana basre lebe mesusa. I will bring your clothing to you to the bathhouse. I'm going to, meaning it's impossible. There's no way to explain it. There's one tana. So therefore, Rabbi Yochanan clearly understood that there were two different tanaim. One was Rabbi Yishmael, and one was Rabbi Kiva. So in light of this challenge, a couple of Amaram came along and tried to interpret it really as one Tana. So first came along Targuma Rabbi Yaakov Bar Ava, Kamedi Rav. He tried interpreting this Mishnah to say, Shanala Amanas Legoza, where you took it on the condition with the understanding of trying to steal it. How does that work out? So there's a decent sized Rashi here. Look at Rashi four lines down from the top. Targuma Rabbi Yaakov, Deteku Kula Kechad Tan. He wanted to establish the Mishnah according to one author, who betrayed Tame with two different reasons. Reisha Sheikh Zira Makoma, the Reisha, where you returned it back to the Makom, Dechal Makom Sheikh Zira Makomahi. Wherever you return it, that's considered the Makom. Dehalo Yachtov Lamakom. The Reisha is a case where you never specified a Makom. Meaning, if there's no Makom, that means everywhere is the Makom. The Seifa Sheikh Zira Makom, where you return it back to the place, Sheina Makom, you return it back to a place that wasn't the rightful place, b'maskana. So that's the case. The ratio is where there was no makom specified, so that means every place is the makom. So that's why he's pater. And the seifa is where you returned it back to the wrong makom, so you didn't return it back to the right place. That's the case. So Rashi continues. That's what explains everything. And he's going to, fine, let's stop there for now. Let's actually go 1 second here. Okay, let's go now to the next interpretation. So that's all according to Rabbi Yaakov. You took it on condition of stealing it, but you didn't return it back to the right makom. So next interpretation is Targuma Rabbi Nosson Bar Abba Kame Derav Rav Shenagla Amnas Lishloch, where you took it up, not even on Amnas to steal it, but simply to use it. That's also some level of stealing. So Rashi said above, everyone agrees in the next three answers, the Reish is a case where there is no makom, so wherever you returned it was considered the makom. And the Seif is a case where you returned it to the incorrect makom. Just the question is, when you took it up, what was the type of stealing you took it up with? So according to the first answer, you mamish took it to steal. But the second answer is you took it just to use. The shlach bayah, that also is considered some level of stealing. And the ratio, you return it back to the right makom, because there's no makom, so every place is the makom, you've satisfied your hashava. But the Seif again, which is a case where you specify that corner, but you returned it to a different corner, so you didn't return it back. That's why you're chayiv in that case, even after you've placed it down.
Did he use anything, or he just wanted to use
it? So then that's the next line. The Gemara says, what's this machlokus about amnas ligzol versus amnas lishlamach? So the Gemara explains, b'may kumifki, what's machlokus? B'shlichad yad tzicha chisaram. So it's not about wanting to do that. Maybe later on we'll see this, about wanting to use it or not. That's a machlokas Beisil Beishame. Maybe the Gemara doesn't address it here. But Beishame holds, even machshava, even the thought, I think he holds this way, even the thought to do shloach yad, he thinks that's machshava kemaisa. Beisil says not that way, right? Am I correct?
And
this pattern?
And the guy, because the first case, if you take the guy,
that's considered gzela, right? Why don't you pick it up?
But
that's considered gzela.
Yeah,
according, that's machlok, is whether or not you've satisfied that by returning it or not. So again, according to Rabbi Kiva, you need das bailum.
Right.
According to Rabbi Shmuel, you require, you know, the makom. The question is, the ratio is a case where there is no makom. That means everything is considered the makom. And the safer is where you placed it, there is a specified place, but you placed it in the incorrect one. But you remember that machlok is based on the, I think it comes up here in Mahamafke, maybe. We'll see this soon. I can't see anything past today, but I think it comes up in the next couple of daf. We'll see. Okay, Mara says, so b'may kemithli, what's the machlokes? So b'shlichas yad tzricha chisaron. When you do shlichas yad, when you extend your hand to try to use it, does it require a chisaron to be considered shlichas yad? Shlichas yad is considered some level of gzela. We'll see, I think, later on in the parak here. But when you do use it, does it require a chisaron, a loss? You have to minimize the value of this object to be considered violating shlichas yad. So man damar legoz, the one who thinks that only if you pick it up to steal it, so that's when you're responsible. Because picking it up, almanas l'shlach yad, isn't enough to be shlichas yad. You need to actually cause a chisar onto it. So that's not l'shlach yad is not enough. Only l'gozla is enough to be considered an iser. But man damer shlach b'yad, the one who thinks no, even picking it up with the intent of using it, even though you haven't yet used it, kasavar shlichas yad ainot tzricha chisar. No, even though you haven't caused a loss, the very use itself is considered shlichas yad. So that's the machlokas between these two answers above. So maskiv la Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes asks the question, midei not lakatani, tilt lakatani. Does it say that he took it? He moved it. He didn't take it to use. He moved it. So look at Rashi. Rashi, what's the difference? Rashi, around 15 narrow lines up, midei not lakatani, the masha should not l'atma. He took it for himself. He took it home. No, tilt lakatani, l'tash mishbama. He moved it to use it a little bit, but not to take it to keep. Doesn't sound like he stole it. It sounds like he moved it. It sounds like shlichas yad according to all opinions. Not a gezela. How could you interpret tiltala to be gezela? So the Gemara says, Allah amarev sheshes hacha v'mayaskin. What's the case here? Kigon shetiltala lahavi aleha gozlos. You moved it to bring gozlos upon this. What does this mean? Look at Rashi. It says Rashi, lahalos aleh kiderch sulam lito gozlos mikan gavoa. So you use it like a ladder of some sort. You use the object to climb on top of it to steal some birds from the basket. V'afilu hachi, says Rashi, havia gezela, that's gezela. They'll make them v'shusei adavid hashavet the kasavar shol shalomidas b'ilam gazlanu. So you're using the object to steal something. That's what's going on here. The kasavar, and the Gemara explains, like Rashi just told us, shol shalomidas gazlanu. If you borrow something, you don't plan on stealing the ladder. I'm borrowing it just for a moment. Borrowing without the das is considered a gazlan, Havi. That's considered a gazlan. The Kula Rabbi Shmuel, he and really Rabbi Shmuel authored the entire Mishnah. The Seifa Shenicha v'makom shenil makomo. Rabbi Yochanan. So therefore Rabbi Shmuel said, so why are you chayv in the Seifa? If Rabbi Shmuel really holds, you don't need das bailam. As long as I return it back to the right makom, I fulfill my obligation of Hashava. So why then are you chayv in the Seifa? So that's what the Gemara explained. Seifa shenicha b'makom she'enu makom. You place it in a makom, but it's the incorrect makom. You haven't returned it to the proper place. And that's why Rabbi Shmuel thinks you're chayv. Comes on Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan was the one above who wasn't satisfied with saying it's all one author. He said the Reisha is Rabbi Shmuel, the Seifa is Rabbi Kiva. So why can he say the Seifa is Rabbi Shmuel also? And it's where you returned it to the incorrect makom. Because he says, Rabbi Yochanan henicha b'mkomo mashma. When you put it back, you place it in the proper makom, and yet you're still chayiv. So Rabbi Shmuel wouldn't hold your chayiv if you place it back in the right makom. That's what Rabbi Yochanan said. It must have been a case where the Seifa is Rabbi Akiva and the Reisha is Rabbi Shmuel. Okay. Gemara now says, Itmar quotes machlok is Rav Levi, chadamar shlichas yad tzricha chisaron, chadamar shlichas yad eino tzricha chisaron. Like we saw above, a machlok is when you do shlichas yad, when you use an object, do you violate shlichas yad? What shlichas yad means is, if you're shomer chinam and I use it, I'm not supposed to use it, now I'm responsible for chayiv be'onsin. Normally shomer chinam is pater be'onsin, he's pater be'kneves, pater be'aveda. But if you shlichas yad, if you use it, you're chayiv in onsin now. So what's considered shlichas yad? So one opinion thinks it's not enough to use it, but you use it and you cause a loss to it. But the other opinion thinks, no, using it alone, consider it shlichas yad and your chayiv be'onten. So the Gemara says, Tistayim, let's conclude The Rav who damer shlichus yad. It must be that Rav holds shlichus yad is enough, even though using it is enough, even though you haven't caused a chisar. This sign. How do we know this? The Braisa says that roa edro, a shepherd was leading the sheep. The niach edro, he left behind the sheep. Ubalir, he had to go to the city to do something. Ubazeev, a tarf, a zeev came along and was tarfit. The ba'ariv, the daras, was the tarf. Daras, Rashi explains, a zeev, if you look at two wide lines down towards the end of the line, Rashi says, zeev, a wolf comes along, the tarif, no se hataraf, l'chara, he brought over to his hole, to his cave, to the rest of the pack could eat it. And an ari, a lion, eino torfo, ela doroso, bimkom of ochle, eats it in that place. That's the difference between torfo, you grab it to where you need to take it, and doros is bimakum. That's what Rashi explains. So either way, the Braisa says, whether it's an ari or an zeev, the roe is pater. Because Rashi says it's the onus in the new, that a wolf and a lion come along and take it, that's an onus.
Even though he was chizarim.
He didn't do chizarim, even though it sounded like he was poshe, he left them alone. So Gemara is going to address this. But we're reading the Braisa right now, just at face value. So then the Braisa says, Haniach makelo v'tarmilo aleh. Let's say he leaves behind his stick or his backpack on the sheep, and then he goes to the city and an animal comes and eats it. Chayef, he's responsible. So Gemara asks, mishum de haniach makalev atarmilo ale chayev, because he places his stick or his backpack on the sheep. He's chayev. What did he do wrong? Hashaklinu. Line of Rashi says, hashaklinu inam ishlichas yad chashiva ha'hadar hajay kishin alahimara. So even let's say he used it. Let's say he took it back. Let's say that does qualify ishlichas yad. So he returned it back to the makom of the eder. He left it in the makom, the eder, the flock, in the pen. So he's potter according to Rabbi Shmuel. So why is he chayiv in that case?
Shaklin is going on his object that he took back.
I think he took back the object. I think so. Let's see.
In other words, he had put the stuff on them at one point and taken them off.
If he left it on, that's considered an extension of shlichus yad, I think. He's still shlichus yad. If it happened during shlichus yad, he hasn't returned it yet. He's chayiv. Once he takes it off, he now is no longer shlichus yad. It's in the makom. So now he's potter from his hashava according to Rabbi Shmuel.
The was there.
In a chanami. But so it's a case of onus, though.
Right.
It's always a case of onus. The question is, so if it's onus, why is he chayev then, if he returned it back to the place? So Gemara says, where do we go now? So Amar of Nachman, Amar Rabba bar Avua, Amar Rav, ba'odan aleh. No, while it's still on it, so it's continued shlichas yad. So he's chayev ba'onsin during the shlichas yad. So then the Gemara says, v'chi odan aleh, so even though he left the stick in the backpack on the sheep, my hava, what's the big deal? Halo mashka, he never pulled it. Where's the shlichas yad if he has never moshech it? So Rashi explains, halo mashka b'shlichas yad kidei liknosa. You need to be kone the animal, and there was no mashicha to be kone the animal. U'metalten says Rashi, ainu niknan elu b'mashicha. You need to be pulling an animal, an object to be kone. Lo b'mekach lo l'inin gezer lo l'inin shlichas yad. You need mashicha for all these metalten, whether for acquiring an object or stealing an object. So the Gemara says, "Amar Rav Shmuel, Bar Rav Yitzchak, Amar Rav sheikisha b'makav v'ratzal lefanav. He hit it, and hit it caused it to move. That's some type of meshicha. So that's the meshicha. And so then the Gemara asks, "V'halo chasra? But he didn't. There was no loss. He just hit the animal. He didn't cause it. He didn't devalue the animal. So we see from here, Rav, who interpreted it this way, where you hit it, Rav is the one that says it's considered shlichas yad, even though there is no chisaron. That's how the Gemara concludes." So the Gemara says, no, Ema shekichisha, the adding a ches in there, he kichisha, it weakened it, b'makel. You weaken the animal, there was a chisaron. Rav says, only because you caused it a chisaron, is it considered a shlichas yad, and that's why you're chayv, the complete opposite. Dekanami, it's quite exact, it's precise to say this way, dekasani, because the Braisa says, shekichisha b'makel, shmamina, that you hit it with a stick. So why is that Dekanami? So look at Rashi three lines up. Dekanami dehakhisha kama rav midinakin hachashas hamakel demake chazaki. Apparently that's it. That seems to be a strong whack as opposed to, I don't know what else you could have said, but that it seems to indicate a stronger whack whereby you had weakened the animal. So that's the Gemara concludes. It must be that Rav says you require a chisaron. So Gemara says now from the fact that the Rav savar shlichas yad tzricha chisaron must be then that of course Levi holds savar. Shlichas yad, ain't a tzricha chisaron. So that's machlokas. So my time with the Levi. Why does Levi think it's enough to simply use an object, an animal, without having to cause a chisaron? So it comes along Amr Reb Yochanan, Mishum Reb Yosi ben Nehurai, Mishuna Shlichas Yad Hamura B'Shomer Sachar Mishlichas Yad Hamura B'Shomer Chinam. The way the Torah presents Shlichas Yad in the context of Shomer Sachar is different than the way it's presented in the context of Shomer Chinam. So let's see. So the Gemara explains, V'ani Omer, and I hold that Eino Mishuna. Rabbi Yochanan himself argues, he just quotes his Rebbe, Rabbi Yossi Bar Nehurai, that thinks there's a difference, but Rabbi Yochanan says, even though my Rebbe says this, I think differently, that it is not Mishuna, it's not any different. But Levi holds, like Rabbi Yossi Bar Nehurai, that's different, and since it's different, it's teaching us that Shlichas Yad without a Chisaron is sufficient. So let's see, the Gemara explains, my Mishuna, what's the difference of the way it presents Shlichas Yad in a different context? So the Gemara says, Lo Tomar Shlichas Yad B'Shomer Sachar. Don't mention Shlichas Yad at all in the context of Shomer Sachar. V'teisi M'Shomer Chinam. I could have learned the Kal V'Chomer from the world of Shomer Chinam. How? If it would have said Shlichas Yad by Shomer Chinam, I would have concluded as follows. Ma Shomer Chinam Shepater B'Gnei V'Aveda. I'm pater. I'm pater from most things by Shomer Chinam. Yet, if I'm Shalach B'Yad, then I'm Chai B'Onsen. So then Shomer Sachar Shechai B'Gnei V'Aveda. Were there more Chiyuvim for Shomer Sachar? So Lo Kol Shekin. Certainly, if the Shomer Sachar used the object Shlichas Yad, certainly I'll be Chai B'Onsen as that as well. So then, Lamai Hilchasak Kasvinu Rachmana. So why did the Torah say Shlichas Yad by Shomer Sachar as well? It's unnecessary. So the Gemara concludes, Lo Milcha, this is the Shita of Rabbi Yossi Ben Hurai, who's going to explain now Shita's Levi. It must be Lo Milcha, the Shlichas Yad, Eino Tzricha Chisaron. Meaning they would have thought Shlichas Yad means you use the object and you devalued it. So the extra pasuk coming to teach us a chiddush that no, even if you don't cause it a chisaron, you're chayv as well. So that's Rav Yosef ben Hurai and Shitas Levi. V'ani Omer, Rav Yochanan says back to his Rebbe, Eino Mishuna, I don't think it's different. Ki Rebbe Lazar, Damar da v'da achasi. He says this and this is one. Was it my da v'da achas? What does that mean? Mishum de'ikla mefrach, you could ask, it's not so clear that Shomer Chinam is more makel than Shomer Sachar. Because Mala Shomer Chinam shekein misham tashlum kefil, b'toyin tainis ganav. If a Shomer Chinam says it was stolen from you, and turns out that he stole it himself, he has to pay kefil. But if a Shomer Sachar says it was stolen from me, and it turns out he stole it, he would not have to pay kefil. So there's a chumrah in the world of a Shomer Chinam. So the Gemara says, fine, so that's why he says you can't learn a Kal V'Chomer. You have to mention Shlichas Yad both in the world of Shomer Chinam and in the world of Shomer Sachar. So then the Gemara says, Ma'an de lo paruch, the one who doesn't ask such a question, again, Rabbi Elazar, Savar karna b'lo shvua adifa mikfeila b'shvua. So even though you're right that the Shomer Chinam sometimes has to be kefil, and the Shomer Sachar doesn't have to be kefil, still, a paying karen of the Shomer Sachar without having to take a shvua is more chamor than a Shomer Chinam who pays kefil but gets off the hook with a shvua. Meaning in most cases, Shomer Chinam will be off for claiming gneva, and Shomer Sachar is always chayv. Yes, there'll be some instances where Shomer Chinam will have to pay kefil if he lies, but for the most part, the Shomer Chinam is off the hook much more than the Shomer Sachar. That's why they hold that Shomer Chinam is always more makel than a Shomer Sachar. Okay. Then comes on Rava. Rava says, you know what? I have a completely different interpretation of these psukim. Rava Amar, Lo Tomer Shlichas Yad Lo B'Shomer Chinam Lo B'Shomer Sachar. There's no need to mention Shlichas Yad by either Shomer. V'teisa Mishol, just have the mentioning by Shol like it does in the pasuk. And you could conclude, through Kal V'Chomer, both Shomer Chinam and Shomer Sachar can be learned from Shol. How? Ma Shol, the Das Bailim, Kavid, the Das Balm gave you the right to use the object. But Shalach Bayad, but if you use Shalach Bayad, I guess that means if you misuse it somehow by the Shoel, so then you're Chayv B'Onsen by Shoel. So you're Chayv, Shomer Chinam, Shomer Sachar, lo, Kol Shekein, Shomer Chinam, and Shomer Sachar, where you can't use the object at all, certainly if he's Shalach Bayad, certainly you're Chayv. So then Rav asks, so Lama Nemar, why does it say by Shomer Chinam and Shomer Sachar unnecessarily? So it says Rav, Chada, one of them is extra, mentioned extra, why? Lo malcha to teach you Shlichas Yad ein tzricha chisaron. Again, the default would have been Shlichas Yad is only a violation if you cause it a loss. The extra mention is even if there isn't a loss, you're chayv b'Shlichas Yad, even without chisaron. That's one chiddush. What do we learn v'idach? The other extra mention of Shlichas Yad, Shlo Tomar Daya Lava Minadin Lios B'Knidam. You would have thought we had this concept of Daya. We saw the Gemara's Baba Kama and Shitas Rabbi Tarfon. When you learn a Kal V'Chomer, you cannot be greater from the source. The source is one thing. When you learn a Kal V'Chomer, you can be more expansive than the initial source. So the initial source is Shoel. So you would have thought if you were learning a Kal V'Chomer from Shoel, you would have said Mashal bebailim pater, asher mechina v'shomer sachar bebailim pater. So we know that din is, let's say something happens, you're working with the baal, the owner of the object is with you at the time of your borrowing it. And you shalech bayad at the same time, you're pater by doing work with the baal. But let's say you're shomer chinam and shomer sachar, so you would have thought also, oh, so maybe if I'm shalech bayad by myself, I'm chayiv. But if he's around, I'm working with the baal, he sees me using it, and he doesn't say anything, so maybe you should be pater, just like you're pater by the shoel. So that's how you would have concluded had you learned this through a kavachomer from shoel. So that's why the pasuk came along and mentioned shalech bayad another time in the context of shomrim, that no, if you're shalech bayad by shomrim, even bedas bailim, you are going to be chayiv. Okay, we're good. So Gemara now says, last few lines of the Yamud here. Ulman damer shlichas yad tzicha chisaron. The one who holds that you require chisaron, that's shitas rab from before, you do require chisaron. Hani tarti shlichas yad lamali. So he has to ask the question. We have to ask the question from him. What are you going to learn from these extra psukim? So he says, chada shlo tomar daya levo minadin la yos kinidin. Like we said above, you would have thought that just like Shoel's pater im habaylam, so to shomrim your pater. So mention shlichas yad by shomrim, though you're chayiv even im habaylam. And the second extra mentioning of shlichas yad is idach lechadatanya, to teach us the following brisa. V'nikrav bal habayis el ha'elohim, the bal habayis comes forward to the dayanim, l'shrua, to make a shrua. So says Rashi here, l'shrua, around 10 lines up from the bottom, l'shrua, hachikama, the way the pasuk is as follows. Im lo yimatze kamash emar sh'nignav, if you don't find it to be the case, like the shomer claims that it was stolen, elohu ganva, he's the one who stole it, v'hu kvar nikrav el ha'dayanim, he already went to the dayanim to take a shrua, v'nishra l'sheker, turns out he swore falsely because we found the gneva in his possession, the hakach bo edim, asher yashin ha'dayanim shishalim kefal, he has to pay kefal. So if he took a shrua, that's when he pays kefal. That's what we're learning from this brisa. So then the Gemara says, ata omer l'shrua, you think only if he took a shrua, is that's when he's chayv to pay kefal, v'shomer chinam, o einu ela l'din, Ladin, maybe only means Ladin, meaning if he went to Bezdin and he claimed that it was stolen but he didn't take a shvua, and then he's caught by Edom that he stole it, maybe there he should be chayiv as well, even before the shvua. So that's why we need the pasuk, Nemar shlichas yad limata, v'nemar shlichas yad limala. That's why the extra shlichas yad is to teach a gzeir shava, mala halal and shvua, just like there later on, it's a shvua. What's the context there? It's referring to the case of a shomer sachar, it's only with a shvua. So to afkan the shvua. So to hear the case of shomer chinam, you're only chayv kefel if you made a shvua already. Okay, everybody, have a wonderful day.